in hell of all gods. The deep places of the earth are in his hand. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You may see it. The hymn is number 306. Send thou, O Lord, to every place. Hymn 306.
You are better than the sun.
Of the earth, both your
Much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Psalm 34. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servant, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
The Old Testament reading for St. Luke Evangelist is from the 35th chapter of Isaiah. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. Here ends the reading. The second reading is from the epistle of 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time for my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica. Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia, only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. And Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander, the coppersmith, did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You also must beware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words. Here ends the reading. And the third reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to come. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you and remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" Here ends the reading. The common responsory is on page 211.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Our sermon text is from 2 Timothy chapter 4. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. As we've recently learned in the third article at Catechesis, that we have a bound will in spiritual matters, that our conversion, our sanctification, even being kept in the faith, are all the work of the Holy Spirit. Even regards to our good works, well, we are never able to hold them up to the light of God's judgment. And, well, the reason for this is that we have a sinful nature which is not destroyed when we come to faith. It remains with us. I think I've mentioned before, we are like a child with muddy hands setting the table for our mother. Though we may desire to do good by the power of the Holy Spirit, we still have sinful desires. In today's epistle for St. Luke Evangelist, we have St. Paul's Christian triumphal proclamation. You see, Paul is arrested. He's sitting in Rome. He is requesting Timothy to come to him. Everyone has left him, some due to sinful desires like Demas, others for church work like Crescens and Titus. And then he says, only Luke, the physician, is with the Apostle Paul. St. Paul realizes that his life has come to an end and he will most likely be martyred. Now his final words are not fear of somehow sinful repercussions, but it's a triumphal Christian assurance that he says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Can we as Christians who confess that we are sinful and unclean, can we also declare that our conscience is clear, saying that, yes, we have lived the Christian life? Can we confess that though we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and yet confidently say, I have fought the good Christian fight? I tell you, the answer is yes, a confident yes. St. Paul teaches us just how to do that. Number one, St. Paul does not hold up his works as if they are somehow sinless. He does not trust in his works. Although he does say, I have fought the good fight, the noble fight, which all Christians fight, is one in which, as I have already described, it is a fight against our concupiscence. It's against our sinful desires, which desire to lead us astray. With faith in Christ, we fight. Second, St. Paul says, I have finished the race. The length of this race is not simply a short or a long time. It is that which ends in death. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Third, St. Paul says, I have kept the faith. Faith in Christ is the Christian's grounds for the declaration that we are saved, that we know that we are saved. I know that my Redeemer lives, and in the end I will see him. I will see him with my own eyes. It is that confident declaration that because he lives, I too will live. Fourth, St. Paul says, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. The righteousness that Paul holds on to, that he declares, is a righteousness that comes from Christ, a righteousness that has been laid up for us. It is given to us. It is not a righteousness that we earn by our works, but it is as if it is a crown that Christ has won, and then it is awarded to us. The righteous judge gives us righteousness. Jesus comes and lives the perfect life and suffers and dies, and then he gives us his perfect life, taking away our sins. Oh, we have loved his appearing. We look forward to his coming. That is the righteousness, which is the perfect righteousness of Christ. And so finally, number five, we are awaiting that day. St. Paul is not simply boasting. He is confident. He is confident of the triumph that he has. His words are to be encouraging to us as well. And he says, not to me only, but also to those who have loved his appearing. So we too are like St. Paul. We read in today's text, the epistle, where is that short reference to the evangelist St. Luke, and it says that only Luke is with me. St. Luke, whose original vocation was a physician, evidently continues in that, but then he is called to preach. He is to be an evangelist. And he is one who has written two books in our Bible. In fact, he is the only one, originally a Gentile, not originally a Jew, but had come to faith. It could be that Paul brought him. It could be that, like today's gospel reading, he is one of the 70. Of that, we have no knowledge. We're just ignorant how he comes to faith. But we know that he does. And we know that this Luke, who comes to faith as a physician, he is very scholarly. He reads, he studies the issue, he looks into this so that he can write those things which can be counted upon in Luke's gospel and then in this account of the book of Acts for us. And this same Luke is one who is to come to Paul that he might continue to be useful in the ministry. Why? Because he too has all of these. St. Luke has fought the good fight. He has, at the end of his life, finished the faith. He's kept the faith. It is faith in Jesus Christ that saves. And so he awaits this crown of righteousness to be awarded to him, as it will be awarded to us, not only to Paul, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. The canticle is the Te Deum. It's on page 214. We stand. We praise you, O God, we acknowledge you to be the Lord. All the earth now worships you, the Father everlasting. To you all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To you, cherubim and seraphim continually do cry, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of the majesty of your glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise you. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise you. The noble army of martyrs praise you. The holy church throughout all the world does acknowledge you. The Father of an infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son. Also the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are the everlasting Son of the Father. When you took upon yourself to deliver man, you humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. When you had overcome the sharpness of death, you opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God, in the glory of the Father. We believe that you will come to be our judge. We therefore pray you to help your servants, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son called St. Luke the physician to be an evangelist and a physician of the soul, grant that the healing medicine of your word and the sacraments may put to flight the diseases of our souls, that with willing hearts we may ever love and serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Almighty and most merciful God, of your bountiful goodness, keep us, we implore you, from all things that may hurt us, that we, being ready, both in body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish those things that you would have done. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We thank you, O Lord Almighty, that you did raise up from the dead our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, that you showed him openly unto witnesses, those chosen before you, who have, by your Son, received grace, apostleship, the ministry to testify the gospel of your grace unto the obedience of faith among all nations for his name's sake. We pray you of your great mercy to keep us in that pure apostolic doctrine of the Holy Gospel, to accompany the preaching of your word with the effectual working of your Spirit, that we may be built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Help us to remember those who have spoken unto us the word of God, to follow their faith. Raise up at all times faithful witnesses of the truth. Endue them with power from on high, that they may fearlessly confess you before men and turn many hearts to you. Rule your people with your rod, the flock of your heritage with the staff of the good shepherd, that being kept by your grace and power, we may at last obtain the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls, and with all the saints praise and glorify you, world without end. Amen. Shed your Holy Spirit upon your people, O Lord, and make ready our hearts this day to hear and keep your holy word, that in the communion of your congregation we may rightly sanctify your holy day, and through your word with all your saints come to eternal blessedness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.